Oh, it's full on. Everybody's talking about it. We talked about this. We planned this a couple of years ago, and we got people coming down from Darwin, down from Broome, from Perth. There's busloads coming from all the places, and Nimbin up the Gold Coast. We got Sydney mob coming. We got Newcastle mob coming. SOS mob coming from Bendigo, and Victorian crowd coming. Also, we've got a bus going from here. There's people coming from all around. Obviously, they're concerned about the industry, about the uranium, what's... I think we all got the wake-up call with the Fukushima thing not long ago, a year or so ago. Yeah. And I think it's waking people up, and people now are ready to navigate the industry and hopefully shut them down or get a message through to them.
Yeah. So, and there's the prospect of the increased size. I guess that's big digging into the lizard there that's lying under there.
Yeah, there's a big, from our side of it, we are really concerned about all that area there where there's sacred places, and we've got Dreamtime stories, and we can't have a big hole. We can't have a big hole in the middle of all these walking tracks, Dreamtime tracks, and we've got to educate people about sacred sites, and they've got to stop destroying sacred sites. Simple as that, because we've never done it, and we don't intend to do it.
And so you've got some stuff going on in the courts. How is that looking?
We had, since October last year, since that new indenture act, BHP Billiton put that new indenture act in, went to bed with the state government and also the federal government, and also now it seems they've got the judges on side as well. They all for it. Everybody seemed to like the expansion, the big dollars that they all talk about, and all the employment of the people, but obviously they're missing our values, what we're on about. To allow them to do the expansion, they have to update this indenture, and that's what actually happened. So this is what we've taken to court for. So we took the federal minister, what's your name, Burke, they dismissed the case, so we appealed it, and this is what's happening Thursday. We're going to ask the judge the question, because as far as we're concerned, we put a good argument up, and we're saying the judge is at fault in it because the judge breached their own law type of thing. So this is what we put into the judge come Thursday.
It's in relation to some of the environmental aspects of the expansion, is that right?
Yeah.
What are the concerns from an environmental point of view for the expansion, and even just with the mine running at the moment?
There was six points maybe. One of the points was the tailings dam. You got the tailings dam and... we're calling it an actual waste dump. It's a waste dump. The tailings dam is sitting on top of the surface, on top of the earth. It's not buried in any way. It just sits there. So the sun can evaporate it, the wind can blow it, whatever, the rain can wash it away, it can seep into the underground system. And that was one issue with the waste. And also the more extraction of the water from the Lake Eyre Basin. They've already taken more than, you know, and with the expansion, we think they might double it, so, and it's already killing that country as well. So that's the other argument. And also, the transfer, the uranium itself, the transfer of uranium from all around the country and all around the world, where it goes, what happens, should there be an accident or explosion like the Fukushima, and So we're worried about that. There's no safety net there, whether it's used in wars and all that stuff as well.
So what kind of feelings go around when you heard of the Fukushima and that uranium might have come there?
Everybody would have seen Fukushima would have been, you know, it's probably one of the most deadliest thing, you know, people have seen, I think. We even what the stories we hear now about how radiated it is, and all the people are sick there, and the country's environment there is pretty devastated apparently, and it's just about rubbed that area off. And people are concerned now. People are concerned about that, and we have to take some responsibility because some of that uranium's from Oxbury. Mm. And that's why we're jumping around as well. It's like, you know, we've already apologised to Japanese people and through media and through the actual meeting people. I think we've got some on the Lizard's Revenge for the coming up there for that festival. So it's full on. There's going to be a lot of talking out there. It's not only just me and my mob as well. This is a public interest stuff. Everybody should be interested in this. And the other thing I'm saying, if you don't get onto it now, you're going to be forced. If we don't do anything about this industry now, these mob now, and stop them in their tracks, they're already talking about opening up other mines as well, uranium mines. So if we don't stop them here now, 2 years' time, we're going to be even more, you know, we don't know when, but the world's going to be in a big mess.